Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The Burt Show.
Time to get buzzed on the hot goss from Hollywood with Abby. It's the Burt Show's entertainment buzz.
All right, we saw this coming, didn't we? Comedian Matt Rife is getting canceled by the women of TikTok. So if you don't know who Matt Rife is, he's an objectively attractive comedian that's really popular with Gen Z.
He blew up on TikTok, right?
Yeah, he blew up. I mean, he got his start on Wild 'N Out, but he really made it big when he started posting videos of his crowd work, and the women noticed that he has a really good jawline and a man that can make you laugh and also look really cute as a recipe for superstardom. So now these women are turning on him after his most recent special, Matt Rife Natural Selection, came out on Netflix. Because they didn't find his type of brand of comedy funny.
And this is his first special, correct?
I think it's his first big one. I think he has one other one out, but this is like the one that was, you know, really getting pushed out into the world. And so the first joke that's made like within the first 10 or 15 minutes is the one that people are referencing the most as to what was their breaking point for deciding to turn off this special. And so here's your content warning. It does reference domestic violence. So if you want to check this out on the podcast later, you're welcome to do that, but this is the joke that most people are upset about.
He also, because I watched that one clip. To be fair, I have not watched the special in its entirety. I watched that one clip, and then I also heard that he was saying that he wanted, this wasn't going to be female-friendly comedy. He was going to cater to his male audience, and there's actually quite a few men that are like, so men only find like domestic violence funny? Like they're not, it's, and then he doubled down with his apology in quotations, which I'm sure you're going to tell us about.
Yeah. So he, of course, specifically women were having the biggest reaction on TikTok. They were like, you got this entire audience of women who were ready to support you. And then you decided to really double down on the fact that you didn't want this special to, he called it pandering. He didn't want it to pander to women. And so of course they're coming out on TikTok talking about how they didn't think it was funny. They didn't like the special at all. And so he posted on his TikTok story, his response and his quote unquote apology, where he was like, if you didn't find any of this funny, go to this link here for my full apology. And it was a link to special needs helmets to basically say, if you don't like my comedy, you have special needs.
So he was doubling down. Yeah, all right. Yeah. So Mo is a stand-up comedian. What do you got?
I feel like we're finding out who he really is. I mean, it's a whole different ballgame when you're doing those TikTok clips and kind of working the crowd than when you got to really get up there and do an entire special that's based upon how you really see and observe life. And I'm a bit confused on why he would try to, quote unquote, not pander to women when I mostly know him because of women. Like, that's what got you to where you are. And so I don't understand the stance to turn on that. But that joke, that I like to think I'm edgy and I go further than people say you should go. I would have never gone that far. That's a bit much.
Well, even if you're pushing the envelope, I didn't think that, like, we're going to, obviously domestic violence not funny, but the delivery wasn't even that good.
Like, what was the point? What point were you even trying to prove behind the joke?
Yeah, tactically, I mean, here, he made a mistake here. He's got an audience. So
He turned his back on.
And I think he got caught up with his ego that people are like, hey, you're a comedian for chicks. And he's got an ego, so he's like, okay, watch this.
Yeah.
And he forgot who his audience was, and he told a joke that was over the line to that audience, and he's, you know, now he's got the pushback on it.
Well, that joke should be over the line to every audience, but also he made fun of kids with disabilities. About 17 minutes in, he goes after kids with autism and Down syndrome. So I think there's pushing the envelope, and I agree you can walk a fine line, and I think, Bert, you often say somebody's always going to be offended by your joke, but then I think there are collectively things as a society that we say, man, that's off limits. That's not funny. Domestic violence, a woman being beaten, isn't funny. That's not your stand fodder for your Netflix special, and if it is, do better and be a better comedian, because you're at the bottom of the ranks now, and now you're getting canceled over it, and I'm glad you are.
Have you guys seen his new movie trailer?
Mm-mm.
Matt Rife.
Oh, I didn't even know he was in a movie.
It's called, hardly anybody does. It's on YouTube, though, and it's called Don't Suck. He plays a comedian vampire.
Oh.
It's based on a true story, yes?
Jamie Kennedy is in it.
Oh, God.
He chose his movie debut with Jamie Kennedy. It looks awful.
Interesting. Well, that'll be two strikes out for Matt Rife in the next year. So that's what he gets for hating on Atlanta.
That's, I know,
what I was
right?
about to say. Atlanta's not his biggest focus anymore.
You don't have the women and you don't have Atlanta. All right, for more stories, head to thebirdshow.com. Click eBuzz.
Hey, The Bird Show.